Marine Le Pen made history last week as the first woman in France to advance to the presidential runoff. It was also the second time the National Front, or Front National, has come this close to the Élysée. 52-year-old Le Pen supporter Marie Da Silva recently switched her vote from the center-right Republicans.
The programs of others aren't as good as they say. We have to close the borders. It's important. Europe is finished. The euro is terrible.
The FN has come a long way from being a so-called political outsider to being the leading anti-EU party. In just a few years, Le Pen has scrubbed her father's far-right movement of its racist reputation in a process the party has called de-demonization, enough to surge to the top of the polls. When disgruntled voters sent party founder Jean-Marie Le Pen to the runoff against Jacques Chirac in 2002 as a protest against the establishment elite, headlines called it the shame of France. An estimated 1 million people marched in the streets of Paris against Le Pen, a convicted Holocaust denier. But this time, after a round one Le Pen victory, there was no en masse outrage. Some French people on social media seemed shocked there wasn't, well, more shock. 15 years later, the FN seems to have normalized. As working class disappointment with mainstream parties has risen, FN specialist Cécile Aldoui says Le Pen's message of blaming the elite has resonated with those who feel forgotten by the state.
The National Front has managed to build roots by replacing the Communist Party and talking with the same language in many ways, talking about big business and bosses, les patrons, ruining the working class, increasing the minimum wage, talking about increasing small retirement funds for people who have been working all their lives but don't have enough to make ends meet. What she's able to do is that when you look at her platform, she has a little bit of everything for everyone.
Je suis une femme. Et comme femme, je ressens comme une violence extrême.
In this campaign video, Le Pen describes herself as a woman concerned about fundamental Islam in France, and as a mother worried about the future. Aldoui says a woman at the head of the party has somewhat softened its snarl.
And she's used the gender card to promote a specific agenda, which is the fight against immigration and Islam, and a so-called feminism only to attack Islam. But in a way, it is serving her well to be a woman because she looks less aggressive than her platform, actually, and her father, obviously.
Le Pen has targeted the EU and globalization as sources of France's unemployment, immigration, and terrorism problems. Her message of sovereignty has struck a chord with many young voters. 21-year-old Arnaud de Rignier sees Le Pen as a straight shooter who will free France from Brussels.
When you are in front of her, you know that she's the boss. For us, it's very, very important to have a boss who has a leader.
Le Pen says today's political battle is between patriots, those who love France, and mondialistes, pro-EU voters who support globalization, like her opponent, Macron. Political analyst Pascal Perrineau from Sciences Po University in Paris calls the Macron-Le Pen runoff the split of the 21st century between two Frances.
These parties express a radical new split between open society and closed society, a society of national re-entering. That split is seen to some extent across several countries in Europe and beyond.
Europe's extreme and far-right nationalist movements have been around since the end of World War II. Jean-Yves Camus, a researcher who follows the FN, says what's new is these parties now take a significant portion of votes. He spoke to me by phone from his book tour.
They're really part of the political landscape, and they will remain part of this political landscape, especially since many young people vote for them, so they will just carry on voting for a party. And they are not fascists, they are simply nationalists, and they are the next generation of National Front leaders.
Pollsters predict Macron will soundly beat Le Pen by as much as 20%. Le Pen's score would still be more than double her father's 2002 campaign. Christophe Barbier, a political journalist at French newspaper L'Express, says Macron is France's last chance at a moderate government. If things don't go well, He could be the man that ushers in a Le Pen presidency.
If Macron fails during the next year, the next president will be Marine Le Pen or Marion Maréchal Le Pen. Is it the good solution to take the best part of each side of the political landscape? We do not know now, but it's the last chance for France to make reforms, to fix the country before last and mortal adventure with the populism.
If Le Pen loses the runoff, the FN will have another chance to dig in further in June's legislative elections. Even though a 2017 Le Pen presidency is seen as a long shot, she and her supporters know that fanning the flames of nationalism will only expand their voter base for a stronger bid for power in 2022. Jake Saganero, DW Paris.